The Oracle Network.
We're all in this together! We're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Dinner was full!
Yeah. You checked our shitters, honey?
Clark.
Happy holidays and welcome back to Brew Crime, the podcast where we drink brews and talk about crime, conspiracies, or whatever catches our attention. I am JT and joined by my co-host,
Finger Gun Mike.
You're going to make that a thing.
It's probably not. A thing. But
okay, yeah, that's fine. But for happy holidays.
Trying to think of something new, yeah.
yeah, of course. So, 12 years in prison, 7 years in prison. Can we do a buy one, get one sale on these sentences?
Oh, maybe.
This story is called, Will the Prison Commissary Take This Coupon? This is a local story pretty much to me. I mean, Virginia Beach is like an hour and a half, 2 hours east of me. But at Virginia Beach, a woman was sentenced along with her husband for creating and carrying on with a counterfeit coupon fraud scheme that cost retailers and manufacturers over $31 million in losses.
Holy fuck.
One business alone took an $8 million hit.
Wow, that is amazing. I hope it was Walmart.
I love how we're both like, that is so bad. That is horrible. Let's let it be Walmart. Yeah. And then we'll clap.
Or that's Amazon, fine. You know.
That's fine, too. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's just a little shorter penis rocket. It's fine.
Yeah. It's because fuck billionaires.
Accurate. So, quote, coupon fraud is not a harmless crime. Lorianne Tallins and her husband operated an audacious fraud scheme that stole more than $31 million directly from retailers and manufacturers. The FBI investigates these matters aggressively because this kind of fraud ripples through the economy, and unfortunately, it's the innocent consumer that ultimately pays the price. So I guess wonder why that is. You know, I wonder why that is. If your company can't handle a few coupons, not to say that she or her husband were okay in doing this,
yeah.
But I mean, come on. Let's be honest. If you're going to up prices because of coupon increase in usage, you know. All right.
I don't know.
So from approximately April 2017 to May 2020, Lorianne Tallins, a.k.a. Lorianne Villanueva Tallins, 41, operated a complex scheme where she used social media sites and apps like Facebook and Telegram to find groups of coupon enthusiasts to sell them counterfeit coupons.
Counterfeit coupons is just it's next level.
Oh yeah. So she operated under the screen name Master Chef and used I picked a great time.
Yeah.
For those of you playing the home game, Mike took a drink of his beer when I said Master Chef.
Yes.
She used a computer to design, create, and produce a wide variety of counterfeit coupons at her home. And there isn't much in the way of quality control of coupons.
No, not really.
No, they're virtually indistinguishable from the authentic coupons and were often created with inflated values in order to get items for free or for a reduced price.
Wow. That amazes me because at least here, most coupons have like a barcode and you scan it and it comes up on the till.
That's true. I'm not sure how they operated that one, but you're absolutely correct. So to add to it all, she would ship these coupons all over the country using the U.S. Post Service. And other locations, and she received payment for the coupons through online payment methods like Bitcoin and PayPal.
Of course.
Right. So when authorities searched the couple's home, they found nearly $1 million of counterfeit coupons. And they also found images for over 13,000 separate and distinct counterfeit coupon designs on her computer.
Holy shit. That's impressive.
So, I mean, they were committed. They didn't start with coupons, though. In a separate grift from November 2015 through February 2020, she defrauded Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and their total loss was $43,000.
See, that one is harder for me to be mad about because I think the whole medical system in the States is a joke anyways. So,
not wrong.
I mean, it does hurt other people, I'm sure, because I don't know where that money's coming from, but fuck, It shouldn't bankrupt you to go to the hospital.
No. No.
You shouldn't have to do this to Medicaid.
Right. Right. So in total, for the couponing scheme, bank records indicated that they made close to $400,000 from it. Although that's the traceable payments. Who knows what they actually made?
Yeah, more.
Yeah. So I think they got greedy and started making better coupons to receive higher payments, and eventually it led to their downfall. The fraud was discovered in 2020 when a customer reported it to the Coupon Information Center, which is a coalition of consumer product manufacturers dedicated to coupon integrity. Oh, what a department.
Wow.
It is in the United States. Because people have nothing better to do with their time than to hang out on Telegram and swap coupons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when not planning an insurrection,
yeah,
we swap coupons.
Yeah, possible it's coup,
Right, exactly. So Lori Ann Talon's defense attorney, Lawrence Woodwards, said she, quote, deserved credit for immediately owning up to her crimes and assisting investigators. She has met with them on multiple occasions to explain the methods used and people involved in couponing schemes across the country. So, you know, okay.
Is that methods or meth?
It's hard to effectively use coupons if you're on meth.
True, I guess.
Oh, man. So the worst part about all this is that she has a 17-year-old from previous marriage and a 6- and 9-year-old from her marriage with Pacifico Talons, who is also going to jail for 7 years.
Oh, geez.
I know. So Lori said this: I realize I have served as a terrible moral example on how to act responsibly for my 3 children. Somehow I completely breached the deep-seated morality my parents instilled in me as a child. They taught me to know the difference between right and wrong, but I was blinded by my own greed. I am completely responsible for my actions, and I know I have a serious debt to pay to society.
Yeah.
So she's not wrong, but also that sounds a lot like an apology note I would write if something went wrong in high school.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, maybe she did learn, and I hope so. I sure as hell hope so. So whenever she does get out, she figures stuff out. But something tells me that she just feels bad about being caught.
Yeah.
Not so much about what she did. And honestly, prices and big old box companies and things like that, I truly don't care.
No, yeah.
Really don't. But at a certain point, like, people do incur the cost. Or how many people using those counterfeit coupons could have been arrested?
No, for sure, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? So that's pretty fucked up.
I think she's just hoping for a good 2-for-1 when she gets out of prison.
Or maybe when she gets into prison.
Ooh.
Ooh. So that is my story called "Will the Prison Commissary Take This Coupon?" And thanks everybody for tuning in to another edition of Happy Holidays.
Pew, pew, pew,
you can
pew.
Find us pew pew pew. You can find us on socials at Brew Crime. Mike is located on Twitter at Brew Crime. I am at JT Brews Crime. You also can leave us a review and rate us. That would be fantastic. Let us know what you think. And you can find us on Patreon as well if you'd like to support us. There's a lot that comes with it, and there will be more eventually coming soon, which is going to be fun. So,
boop, boop,
yay!
Boop, boop.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.